Hey guys, and welcome to the High Road Podcast. This is your host, Maddie, and as always, I'm so incredibly grateful for you tuning in. So the title of this episode today is called Perception, and it's something in my life that has absolutely changed who I am. I never would view myself as a very negative person, but I do believe at one point my mindset was much, much different than what it is now. And that is because of the things that I embraced, the things that I encountered, the experiences that I had, were at times I had no choice but to just keep going. And so instead of letting life drag me down, at some point, after I got so tired of being drug around and controlled by everything that was around me, I decided to take the reins myself and control the one thing that I could. And that was me. That was my mind. That was my attitude. And that was my perception. In life, there are things that can really get to us. There are things that are negative. There are things that are hurtful. There are things that happen to us that we wish that really wouldn't have. And so when these things happened in my life, and when I was surrounded by what I felt was negativity, I changed my perception. I changed what I was seeing and found a new way to look at it. And eventually, after I repeatedly did this, after I continuously practiced, then that's when it almost rewired my brain. And it did. Over time, it rewired my brain to actually focus first on gratitude, to focus on being grateful, to focus on seeing the positive. Because when I wasn't seeing that, it was so incredibly exhausting. And when I wasn't looking at things from a different lens, my life truly was what I felt like. I was just encompassed with negativity. I was surrounded by everything that really just not only controlled me, but my attitude was horrible. And when I went to work and when I was at home, just nothing, I wasn't able to release the things that needed to be released. And so my attitude and the decisions that I made, everything was affected in a negative way until I changed the lens that I was looking through. That is, until I changed my perception. So today I want to share a short video with you. It's a video that I found on TikTok, and it absolutely, continuously has made me think about this video every single day. Now, this video is a video of another mother. I don't even know her name, but she talks about her experience and when she went through divorce and just how she perceived herself and how she perceived her experiences and what she was doing. And it was really, really important because I also went through a time like this. And I'm still going through these things where I'm having to change my perspective. I'm having to change, maybe not so much on the outside world. Now I'm able to look at something and see the good, see the positive, but within me. And I think it's really important that not only we see things and change our perspective in the outside world, but also within us. And so that in this video that I'm about to share with you, that's exactly what this mother talks about. She talks about within her what she was seeing, the things that she was doing, and how she felt like it was just not enough. And it's really, really powerful to be able to look at life this way. And I'm so incredibly grateful that I came across it. Like I said, it is absolutely just, it really just blew my mind. I loved it. I shared it on all my platforms. But I am so excited just to share this video with you today. So here it is.
Years ago, after my divorce, my kids were 1.5 and 3 at the time. And I find myself talking to the student therapist because I couldn't afford a licensed therapist. And I'm telling him how ever since the divorce, I have become a horrible mother. I used to be a pretty good mom, I think, but now I've completely deteriorated. and my kids deserve better. And he goes, okay, well, give me some examples. I said, all right, well, before my divorce, I used to cook these really nice meals for my kids, and I made sure they were nutritious. And now, a lot of days, I'll just make mac and cheese out of a box, and that's it, not even a side dish. And before my divorce, I used to take my kids places. We were always out on adventures, and I'd take them to parks and museums. And now, most days, I just stick them in front of the TV, sometimes for hours, while I go hide and cry. And so many of their friends have these beautiful rooms, and my kids, because I can't afford an apartment just for us, share a room with me. And I went on and on with these examples, and once I was done, I'll never forget, the therapist sort of scooted his chair closer to me, and he looked at me and he said, wow, you're an amazing mom. Without a hint of sarcasm, he said, you are going through the hardest thing you've ever gone through. You are feeling really depressed and down and stressed out, but yet you still get up out of that bed every day and you go to the grocery store and you buy that box of mac and cheese. And I bet you even taste the pasta before you serve it to them to make sure it's not too hot so they don't burn their little tongues. And you don't want them to see you crying all the time and for that to stress them out, so you put them in front of the TV so they can watch cartoons and laugh and have fun while you hide and cry. And Christina, how many kids would love to have a sleepover with their mom every single night? He took every single thing that I said about myself as an insult. And he flipped it around and turned it into a compliment. He showed me that I wasn't actually an awful mom. My perception of me was awful. See, whenever I felt like a terrible person or a terrible parent, it was usually not because I'm actually terrible, but because I was telling myself a bad story about me. The stories we tell ourselves are powerful. So be careful what story you're telling yourself.
So there it is. That is a video that I would say forever changed my life. Before this, you know, like I said, I was really focusing on perception. I've been in a season where I've had to change my perception because otherwise the world could have weighed me down so much. I mean, I would have just been absolutely, I just would have dug my own grave, truthfully. And so when I come across things like that, where there's other people going through these, maybe not same experiences, but they're going through hard things. And for them to come out on the other side and to think of different ways, to look in a different lens, it's so incredibly powerful. I love the part in that video where she's talking to an audience and she's saying, you know, all of the negative things that then her therapist is so quickly able to turn them into compliments. When I look back and I think of when I talked to my therapist and I was able to, you know, really open up about a lot of things that I was facing in my life that were really, really, really hard. Whether it was the financial issues, whether it was how I felt about myself, the biggest thing that I went to therapy and I talked about was how I felt like all of my crap was becoming my children's. And I had almost her exact same, this woman in the video, I had almost her exact same perception. Everything that I was doing was wrong. And as a mom, that weighed so heavily on me because I talk about in past podcasts where then I just continued the cycle of shame and the cycle of guilt where I felt like everything was my fault and therefore my children were going through all of these things. At one point, my children and I were technically homeless. I mean, I couldn't afford a place. I had just left their father and I had absolutely no money in any way, shape, or form. I was left with a ton of financial stress, financial strain. Mentally, I was completely shot. I was going through court battles and, dealing with the negative, toxic, relationship that I was just in the negative effects that came with that, as far as, you know, me leaving the relationship and just all of the stress that came with that, and trying to figure out what on earth I was going to do with two tiny little kids. And we were in my parents' basement. And at the time, upstairs, my parents have two dogs, and I'm extremely, extremely allergic to dogs, cats, the whole nine. So the only thing that literally worked was that I had to sleep downstairs in the basement. Well, my children slept with me, and we literally were on not even, like, there wasn't even a bed frame. It was just a mattress on the floor. And every day I would get up for work and I would put the mattress up and get my kids ready. And it just was something that I look back and I think, man, I hated it at the time. I loved that I was surrounded by family in such a hard time. I loved that I was supported and cared for by my family. But that was a hard time to be a single mother with two very little children. I mean, it just kills your pride. It kills your confidence, your self-esteem. It made me feel like I was so incapable of caring for them. And so now I look back and I think of that time, and I think that that was one of the things that made me sleeping on the floor. Literally, if it hadn't been for my parents, if I hadn't been for having family members, I absolutely would have ended up in a woman's shelter with my children. And I look back and I think of that time and how that made me. And my perception was, man, I am such a piece of crap mom. And then when I heard this video, just tears just rolled down my eyes when she said, you know, the therapist had told her, and your children get to have a sleepover with you every single night. And I look back and I think, and I'm nearly about to cry now, but I look back and I think, man, every single night I would cuddle my kids to bed and we would watch TV in my parents' basement, and we were warm and we were cozy and we were finding our peace. We were finding our peace, the peace that we did not have before. And that has been like my sole purpose. That has been like everything that has just shot me forward, that has impacted the decisions, impacted who I am, not only to be who I want to be as a mom, but as a person, to say, man, I went through this crap. This crap came to me and I didn't ask for it, but I kept going, and it was ugly. It was really, really ugly. I was wearing the same clothes every single week. I remember someone told me at school, they're like, your clothes are cycling. Like, you're wearing the same stuff over and over and over again. For months, I did that. I couldn't afford a place on my own. Finally, when I moved into my own home, I had nothing. I had nothing. And so when I look at my home now, I just think, wow. Like, to change my perspective as to, I was just happy at one point just to have a home. To have a home for my two children, and it was more than what I ever could have asked for. It was it's a beautiful place with a park and other kids around, and we all have our own rooms. It was a place that is just comfortable, and it's peaceful, and it's quiet, and it's everything that we needed it to be. And at the time, I was so happy with that. I was so happy with the fact that we moved into our home and I had a bed on the floor and my children had a bed on the floor and they still slept with me, of course. And we had a rocking chair and a couch, a small couch, and a TV. And then my kids had toys. You know, we didn't have anything more. The house was completely blank, like nothing on the walls. It was empty. I started from the ground up. And at the time, my perspective was that I was just so incredibly happy to have a home with my two children where there was no fighting, No hurtful words, no yelling. It was so peaceful. I just remember putting them to bed every night and just thinking like, I can't believe this. You know, based on the things that I went through, and then just holding my children, and every single night I would rock them. And then I would go and put them up to bed, and they would sleep with me. And to be able to do that, and I would just look around like, man, I can't believe that this is my life. And it was more than enough. I didn't want anything more. And that was how I chose to look at it. I easily could have looked at it like I had to start from completely over, you know, because of this stupid situation that I went in. And now me and my kids, now we have nothing, and I lost everything, and I have no money. I didn't look at it like that. And if I would have looked at it like that, it would have completely drained me. But because I changed my perspective, I was so grateful for the life that I was completely choosing to start over with. I knew that I could have stayed in an unhealthy situation. I knew that my children could have grown up in an unhealthy environment. But because I had the courage to leave, because I decided that I wanted to have a better life for us, and that was the high road. Understand, that was the high road for me. Because in life, we have two choices all the time. We always have choices. And life is always going to be hard. But I chose my hard. I knew that it was going to be hard if I stayed. Then I knew that it was going to be hard if I left. But it was going to be a different kind of hard. Because once I embraced the life of being a single mom, and I really... And that took me a long, long time. I had to change my perspective on that for a really, really long time. And that took a lot of work, because I can't tell you the amount of times that I ran into situations where there's such a negative connotation on being a single parent. It's like, you know, automatically there's some sort of defect for kids who have single parents. Or there's automatically just this lower expectation for single parents. And, you know, a lot of those things, I had to learn to just let go in one ear and out the other, or to not let it get to me. Because for a long time, that's what I had to work on. That was my perspective, that I just wasn't enough, that I would never be enough, that I wasn't equipped. And so I had to look at that from a different lens. Now, another thing that she talks about in the video that was really, really, really powerful to me was how she talked about how she turned on the TV for the kids, and they would watch TV for sometimes even hours while she went to the room and cried. And that was so real to me. That was so authentic. And why I believe that is because as parents, as people, no matter if you're a parent or not, oftentimes it's within our society. It's a cultural norm just to hide our emotions, right? And I think as parents especially, we don't want our kids to see that we're sad. And there is a very specific line that we don't want to cross. We don't want to put stress onto our children. And I could relate to that in so many ways. There were so many times where I had to find something for my kids to do so they wouldn't be stressed out. But I was absolutely facing it. But on the other end, on the other side of that line, there's a time when we just can't hide it. And that is okay. There are times when there is nothing that we can do other than be in those moments. And I'm not talking about being a crazy person yelling and screaming, but I'm talking about sometimes we have to let it out. Sometimes we have to let those tears fall. I can't tell you how many times I have needed a moment, and I've gone and sat on my stairs while my children are busy playing and just hoping, you know, that they don't notice, but they always do. I only have about 5 seconds. I'm sure other mothers can relate to that. I have about 5 seconds before they start to wonder where I'm at. And so they would come and find me, and sometimes there would be tears rolling down my eyes because, you know, maybe I'm so stressed out or I'm overwhelmed or I'm just sad. And they would ask, you know, "Mom, are you okay?" And they would hug me. And in those moments, it was like they almost need to understand that I'm not a robot. They need to understand that there are things that bother me. And in those moments, I modeled. This is the perspective thing. I can close off. I can say, "I'm fine. You know, let's go make dinner." And then I can continue, you know, just to bottle up everything. Or I can change my perspective and I can say, this is a moment that I can model to my children what it is to be sad, what it looks like to be overwhelmed, what it looks like to maybe even be angry or stressed, and then to talk about it, to model being someone who's nurturing. And my children modeled that. And they would hug me and kiss me and tell me, "Mom, it's going to be okay." And then, of course, then I would be crying for a whole other reason. And I think as parents, we just have to understand that line, that it is okay. It really is okay to not always hide those things. You know, when there are moments when it can be stressful and impact our children in a negative way, absolutely. Then we have to go through those things alone. And as parents, we're always willing to do those things. We're willing to make any sacrifice that we need to make for our children. But then there are times when we just can't hide it, and that is okay. And so if that is you, just like when I watched that video and I just thought back of all the times when I had to hide it and other times when I just thought, nope, they need to see this. Understand that that is okay and that that is going to happen. But just know that you are enough. You truly are enough. And if you focus on not only your outwardly perspective and how you see life and your gratitude and just your attitude and how you see other people and how you see your environment and just what you choose to see, especially when life could take the reins and control us in negative ways. I encourage you today to truly not let it, to not let our things that are going on in our life control us. And it's only human for things to bother us. It's only human for us to experience emotions and hard feelings. But focusing on what you can control, and what you can control is your perspective and how you're going to see things. And how you choose to see things is going to absolutely change your life. It's going to impact your life, and it's going to dictate where your life goes and what your attitude is. And who you are as an individual, who you are as a person, who you are as a parent, it's going to impact you in that way. So today I truly encourage you to change your perspective on life, to look at it from a different lens, and more importantly, to look at yourself from a different perspective. Because chances are, if you're a parent, your children look up to you and they think that you are the best person in the entire world. And oftentimes we're just really hard on ourselves. And no matter if you're a parent or not, I truly encourage you to look at yourself from a different viewpoint, to be confident in who you are, to truly know that you are enough, to truly know that you're equipped in this season. And if there's anything that you're really down on yourself about, if there's anything that you're really insecure or currently struggling with, I hope that you can look at it from a different perspective. Look at it from a different lens. Just like what happened in this video today that I showed you. There are things that can absolutely change our lives if we just look at them a little different. Thank you so incredibly much for listening today. God bless you.